This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, March 6th. Good morning. I'm Chuck Nelly. Here's today's headlines. New E. coli insights. Bill to boost E85. Thompson optimistic on farm bill. And Hormuz closure pushes fertilizer prices higher. Initial findings from a five-year study are providing new insight into how disease-causing bacteria move through the Central Coast produce region. FDA and UC Davis researchers led the study in partnership with the California Department of Food and Agriculture. The project analyzed hundreds of thousands of environmental samples collected from soil, surface water, sediment, and air in and around produce fields, along with fecal samples from livestock and wildlife. Researchers detected harmful strains of E. coli in cattle, feral pigs, deer, coyotes, and birds, as well as in environmental sources. The bacteria appeared less frequently in farm soils overall, but were more common in soils near rivers, streams, cattle ranches. They were also detected in rivers, creeks, and sediment, suggesting surface water may help the pathogen persist and move through the landscape. Researchers did not detect the outbreak strain linked to leafy greens illnesses between 2016 and 2020, though several illness-causing strains were found in the environment. Assemblymember Rhodesia Ransom of Tracy has introduced legislation aimed at giving California drivers access to lower-cost fuel by allowing vehicles to run on higher ethanol blends. AB 2046, dubbed the Access to Affordable Gas Act, would allow drivers to install EPA-approved E85 conversion kits in gasoline-powered vehicles without requiring approval from the California Air Resources Board. Current state law requires CARB approval for any device that alters a vehicle origin design, and the agency has not approved any E85 conversion kits, effectively blocking their use in California. The kits enable vehicles to run on E85, a fuel made up of 83% ethanol that can be blended with gasoline. Supporters say the change would expand consumer choice at the pump, provide a cheaper alternative to conventional gasoline. According to a 2025 U.S. Department of Energy analysis, E85 in California has averaged about $1.11 a gallon less than regular gasoline. Ransom said the bill is intended to give drivers more options as fuel prices remain high. California is the only state that does not allow E85 conversion kits. It's going to pass. That's the word from House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson on the prospect of his committee's farm bill clearing the House of Representatives. The legislation approved by the Republican-led panel in the early hours of Thursday drew support from 7 Democrats even after heated partisan debates over food assistance cuts, pesticide labeling, and other issues. Thompson tells AgriPulse that unlike 2024, when Democrats had control of the chamber, the latest farm bill will advance to a full vote on the House floor. "We've got a good pathway," the Pennsylvania Republican said. "I know there are Democratic members who are not on the Ag Committee who are pretty excited about the farm bill." Take note, the House out of session until March 16th. California farm groups and Central Valley lawmakers are highlighting specialty crop and dairy priorities in the farm bill. Representatives Jim Costa and Adam Gray, both members of the committee, say the bill includes provisions aimed at supporting specialty crop growers, expanding export programs, and strengthening risk management tools important to California agriculture. Gray called the legislation is an important first step toward ensuring farmers and rural communities have the resources they need as producers face rising costs and trade uncertainty. California agriculture groups largely welcome the committee action while urging Congress to finish the long-delayed bill. Farmers and ranchers have been without certainty of a new farm bill since it first expired in 2023, according to Shannon Douglas, president of the California Farm Bureau, adding that a new bill would help producers manage risk and keep rural communities strong. Specialty crop organizations also highlighted export and research provisions. Alexi Rodriguez, president and CEO of the Almond Alliance, said the bill strengthens export opportunities and risk management tools for permanent crops, while Western Growers president and CEO Dave Puglia said it provides, quote, critical support to specialty crop growers. Ian LeMay, president of the California Table Grape Commission, said continued advocacy for specialty crops is essential as growers face mounting economic pressure. Dairy groups also praising provisions, expanding dairy incentives for nutrition programs, maintaining core safety net programs for milk producers and processors. Just weeks after the Supreme Court felled Trump emergency tariffs, his Plan B also facing legal scrutiny. A group of Democratic state attorneys general and two governors filed a lawsuit at the Court of International Trade yesterday challenging the president's new global tariff. The legal authority Trump used, known as Section 122, is supposed to be used to address balance of payment issues and protect the dollar stability. Notably, a trade deficit is not a balance of payment deficit, meaning, once again, the president is acting unlawfully. That's according to a press release from Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. Trade lawyer Ryan Majerus at King & Spalding tells AgriPulse that the argument has legs. This is not what the law was intended for, he said, but he added that like the original IEPA challenges, the case and any appeals could take more than a year to play out, and a judge is unlikely to suspend the tariffs in the meantime. The recent SCOTUS ruling may make it even harder to get a preliminary injunction to suspend the duties, he said. Several justices in their IEPA decision specifically noted that Trump had other statutes to impose tariffs, like Section 122. Here's today's final word. Now he's inflicting new tariffs on Californians and all Americans like a toddler throwing a temper tantrum. That's Governor Gavin Newsom on the new tariff lawsuit California filed yesterday in partnership with a coalition of other Democratic state attorneys general and governors. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, March 6th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.